You're listening to Valley Edition, and I'm Carrie Klein. In January of this year, a state law went into effect that requires public schools throughout California to test their drinking water for lead. Lawmakers passed the law in an effort to improve water quality at schools. And while thousands of water districts have now tested for lead, a report out of the education news website EdSource found many ways in which the law is lacking. Here to talk about this report and its implications is Nico Savage, a reporter at EdSource and lead author of this piece. Welcome, Nico.
Thank you for having me.
So this law is Assembly Bill 746. It was signed in October of 2017 and went into effect in January. Can you just tell us how this law works and what it requires?
Sure. So the law requires that California schools that were built before 2010 test their drinking water for lead, and then depending on the results of that test, if they find a level over 15 parts per billion, which is the federal action level for lead in drinking water, they have to shut down or replace the fixture that the water outlet that produced that high lead level, and they're required to notify parents of students that high lead level was found at their school.
And that 15 parts per billion is a federal limit, correct? Federal and state?
That's correct. It's the limit that was set by the Environmental Protection Agency back in the early 90s in a federal rule that governs lead in drinking water. And it's been adopted by state regulators and also is used in this law. Now, when you talk to pediatricians and you talk to folks who are experts on lead in drinking water and lead in public health, what they tell you is that standard has nothing to do with how much lead is actually safe for people to drink. They say there is no safe level of lead. And to give you a sense, the federal government's limit for lead in bottled water is 5 parts per billion, so a third of what the standard is for tap water.
And we'll touch upon that a little bit more later on in the interview as well. And so according to your reporting, nearly 4,000 schools around the state have already completed this lead testing. You obtained this data from the State Water Board and some individual districts. And so what have you found? How do California public schools fare when it comes to lead in drinking water?
Sure. So what we found was that about 4% of the schools that have tested their drinking water over the last 2 years tested over the federal action level for lead at least one water outlet, an action level of 15 parts per billion. There were 150 schools that got levels that were that high. We also found that about 3/4 of schools, so a much larger number, did not find any lead levels over 5 parts per billion, which for a lot of tests is the lowest amount that they can detect. And remember, 5 parts per billion is that limit for lead in bottled water. That does leave, though, about 20% of schools that are in a range between 5 and 15 parts per billion. There's hundreds of schools that are in that range, and they have lead in their drinking water. It is there, but it is not there at levels that are high enough to trigger requirements in the state law that they actually do anything about it.
And so where have you found, when it comes to those that specifically exceed that 15 parts per billion limit, you know, where are those located in California? Are there certain regions that are better or worse than others?
It's all across the state, and one of the reasons for that is when you talk with school officials who are investigating these lead issues, what they say is, you know, the issue is not the municipal water supply, right? It's not a problem like in Flint where there was a problem with the entire water supply and it was going to have lead in it. And it's also not a problem of, you know, service lines that are running throughout a school where there's maybe lead in those. What they say is the source of this contamination is the individual water fixtures themselves, so the actual drinking fountain, the actual faucet, the sink, that kind of thing. And they say that those are often made with materials that contain at least some percentage of lead, and that as those, you know, break down and corrode, and particularly as they sit unused for a period of time and lead is able to leach into them, that's when those lead levels rise.
Yeah, and as you said, you know, looking at the maps that you posted across the state, the schools with exceedances of lead really are just sprinkled throughout. There are a handful in Madera and Clovis and Bakersfield, but it seemed like some of the highest readings were in the Oakland area, in the East Bay.
That's true. There were some very high lead levels that were discovered in Oakland. Now, it's important to note that some of those were a little bit misleading. They were levels taken from fixtures that had been shut down for a period of time. In one case, it was a fixture that was shut down for 7 months that was basically retested in using an improper procedure, and it wound up with a off-the-charts lead level. And what school officials say is that kids were not having access to that fixture during that time. That was at a charter school in Oakland. There's also a very high level at McClymonds High School in West Oakland, which actually helped prompt a lot of community pressure on the district that has resulted in Oakland Unified adopting some much stricter rules for lead in their drinking water.
Really interesting. And so schools have until July of next year to complete this lead testing. And so you found that as of now, only about a third of California schools have done it. Do you think that they're all going to make it before this time limit? And what happens if they don't?
That's a very good question. Now, one thing that's important to note, what we found is that about a third of California schools overall have tested their water over the past 2 years. But one thing that's important to note, there are exemptions to the testing requirement. So, for instance, a school that was built or modernized after 2010, which was a year when regulations for lead and plumbing went into effect, those schools are exempt from the requirement. The same goes for places that have been conducting their own water tests over the last several years. They can be exempt from it as well. And worth noting, private schools are exempt. Still, though, you're right. There's going to be thousands of school districts that are going to be testing their drinking water over this coming year. There's going to be a lot of results that are going to need to come in. And it's going to be very interesting what we're able to see once we get a fuller picture of California's data.
Right. And as you said, there are a number of schools and kinds of schools that are exempted from this law entirely. That's just one of the many gaps that you've interpreted in this law and that you write about in this report. And you also mentioned earlier in the interview that many disagree with this 15 parts per billion limit. And then, in fact, the lead limit should be much lower than that. So talk about some of the red flags you've noted in this law.
Sure. So in addition to the 15 parts per billion limit, which again, pediatricians and others say is not based on what's healthy for kids, they say that lead levels under that limit can still be a risk to children, can still increase lead concentrations in their blood. They say that it's a weakness to only use that standard. In addition to that 15 parts per billion standard, there's a couple of other areas in which California's law is not as strict as similar lead testing laws that exist in other states around the country. There's only a handful, seven states plus the District of Columbia, that require lead testing at their schools to begin with. But at those that do, many of those states require schools to test all of their water sources, every drinking fountain or sink. California's law only requires schools to test 1 to 5 water outlets. And if you think about, a large school, there's probably a lot more than 5 drinking fountains throughout that school or 5 sinks. And as I was mentioning, the source of lead is very often those individual fountains, and lead levels tend to vary quite widely from one water fountain to another. So basically experts in lead say you need to be testing a lot more extensively than just a handful of fixtures at each school. One other issue that's been identified is California's law only requires schools to test their water once. Other schools require retesting over some period of time. In the District of Columbia, it's annually. Others say 3, 4, 5, 6 year intervals you should be going and retesting your schools. There's no such requirement in California's law. It just says test them once before next July. And that's a potential issue because lead becomes a problem as pipes corrode. And if that happens over time and you've only done one round of testing, experts say there's a possibility that problem could get worse.
And so, regardless of the number of tests that these schools are doing, they at least will now have some data on their water quality. So then what's next for them? What can they do with this information?
Yeah, what we've seen a few school districts do, I mentioned Oakland, but also San Diego and Berkeley Unified. Those districts have all basically taken a look at their data, and in some cases, you've had advocacy groups take a look at their data and community activists take a look at their data and say, you need to do more on this issue and go beyond what's required in the state law. Those three districts are among those that have basically taken it upon themselves to adopt a lower standard for lead in their drinking water, a tougher standard. In Oakland and San Diego, it's 5 parts per billion. In Berkeley, it's all the way down at 1 part per billion, which is the level that's recommended by the American Academy of Pediatrics. Berkeley, as far as I can tell, is the district that's gone farthest on this. But of course, there's a cost associated with all of that. Oakland Unified is spending over $3 million on its lead work. San Diego is looking to borrow in an upcoming bond measure about $45 million to try to get all of its water sources down to the 1 part per billion limit. It's not going to be cheap for school districts. And so we're seeing a push from activists to try to get them to toughen those standards.
Well, Nico Savage is an education reporter for EdSource. Nico, thanks so much.
Thank you.